Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wow. I have had a words can't describe what I had this morning. Mr. Sheila, can you start us off with prayer? And be back.
Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. You that's listening, I just want to thank God for all of us for having another blessed day, another day of his blessing, his joys, and his miracle of life that he didn't have to do for us. But, Lord, I thank you. Father, I give honor to you who is the head of my life, and to trust and to believe that I am your daughter, and to love and to honor you and to trust and to obey you. Lord, I thank you for giving me life for another day, because through you I didn't have to. But Lord, I thank you, oh God, Father, I thank you for waking us up all this morning, for over this entire world, this earth that you have made for us to live in joy and peace and happiness. Lord, I need you to bless us, to remove all this evilness, this hatred, this racism, all this ugly demon, devil, hatred, people, crimes, and things that they are doing to ruin your home that you made for us, the earth that you built for us. Lord, I need you to answer us and to help us to understand and to show us the way, the right way, and to do right by others as we should do unto us. Father, I give honor to you, and I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy. I give honor to my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. But Lord, most I give you honor for blessing us with our worldly family, that we need to come together and to live as one and to love and cherish each one. Lord, but I need you to bless this government, this law enforcement, to let them know we are here for all the people. You are in your office, in your job, in your situation department, your headness, to lead the world the right way, not just the selfish way, not because it has to be your way. It needs to be God's way, the right way, that we all live in peace and in happiness and to enjoy the life that the Lord has blessed us to have. And I ask you to bless the families that have lost their loved ones due to this virus, crime, sickness, to whatever the loss was. But Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance, and we need your directions. But Lord, I thank you for every living thing, creature, human, that you have blessed with life. Because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. But I need you to lead us, Lord, and show us the way. But I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. And I want to give honor to all that's listening. And I want to turn over this program to our speaker, which is today, is Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Thank you. Amen. It's in your hands, Apostle. Apostle Cecilia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, I need thee, Lord, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Well, I
can't get into what happened this morning yet. And I'm just overwhelmed and overjoyed right now. I love God so much. He is so faithful. Let me start off with this book, this chapter. And I'm going to read it in its entirety. And then I'm going to come back and share a quick testimony with you. And then I believe I'm going to pray. But I'm going to follow the leading of God. We're going to read Joshua, the sixth chapter. Now Jericho, this is the Amplified Version, a fortified city with high walls, was tightly closed because of the people's fear of the sons of Israel. No one went out or came in. The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho unto your hand, and with it kings and mighty warriors. Now you shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do this once each day for 6 days. Also, seven priests shall carry seven trumpets made of a ram's horn ahead of the ark. Then on the seventh day, did you hear me? Then on the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times. Priests shall blow the trumpets. When they make a loud, long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of it, all the people shall cry out with a great shout, a battle cry." Let me read that again. "When they make a long blast with a ram's horn, my. And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall cry out with a great shout, battle cry. And the wall of the city will fall down in its place. And the people shall, and each man going straight ahead, climbing over the rubble. So Joshua, the son of Nun, called for the priests and said to them, 'Ark of the covenant, and have seven priests carry seven trumpets made of ram's horns ahead of the ark of God.' And it was so." My. Yeah, I have to excuse me. Like I said, I'm just overwhelmed, and not in a negative way. With God, he's just, I'm going back to the sixth verse again. "And so Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, 'Take up the ark of the covenant and have seven priests carry seven trumpets made of ram's horns ahead of the ark of the Lord.' And he said to the people, 'Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men go ahead of the ark of the Lord.' And it was so. And when Joshua had spoken, my God, to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets made of ram's horns," help me today, Lord. Ooh. "The ram's horns went on before the Lord and blew the trumpet. Then the ark of the covenant of the Lord went behind him, them. The armed men went in front of the priests, who blew the trumpet, and the rear guard came after the ark while the priests continued to blow the trumpets. But Joshua commanded the people, "You shall not shout the battle cry, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word come out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout." So Joshua had the ark of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So Joshua had the ark of the Lord taken around the city on the first day and circled it once. And then they came back into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Then Joshua got up early in the morning on the second day, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets made the ram's horn again ahead of the armed men, went ahead of them. And the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord while the priests continued to blow the trumpets. On the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp, and they did this for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, they got up early at daybreak and marched around the city in the same way seven times. Only on that day, they marched around the city seven times. See, I remember on all the other days, they marched the city only one time. But on the seventh day, they marched around the city seven times. Verse 16. And the seventh time, when the priests had blown the trumpet, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." My God, my God. "The city and everything that is in it shall be under the ban that is designated to be destroyed as a form of tribute to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all the people in her house," my God, "shall be allowed to live, because she hid and protected the messenger, the scouts, whom we sent. But as for you, yourselves away from things under the band which are to be destroyed, so that you do not covet them and take some of them under the band for your personal gain. Put the camp of Israel under the band doomed," my God, "to destroy, and bring disaster upon it. All the gold and articles of bronze and iron are wholly consecrated to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted in the battle cry, and the priests blew the trumpets. When the people heard the sound, they raised a great shout, and the wall of Jericho fell down. So the sons of Israel went up into the city, every man straight ahead, climbing over the rubble, and they overthrew the city. Then they utterly destroyed everything that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep, and donkey with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said to two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring the woman all that she has out of there, as you have sworn to her." So the young men and the spies went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and everything that she had. They also brought out all of her relatives and allowed them to stay outside the camp of Israel. At Gilgal, during the time required for ceremonial cleansing, then they completely burned the city and everything was in it. They put only the silver and the gold, bronze and of iron, into the treasury of the house, the tabernacle of the Lord. So Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute. They haven't stopped calling her a prostitute. And her father's household and everything that she had. And she has lived among Israel to this day. Because she hid the messengers, the scouts, whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Then Joshua made them take an oath at that time, saying, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundation. And with the loss of his youngest son, he shall set up its gates." My God. So the Lord was with Joshua. Fame was in all the land. Some of us may be wondering, how many times do I have to see this enemy? For there's another scripture that reminds me, for this enemy I see today, I will see no more. Some of us are wondering, why does it seem like a situation or a circumstance is in a rewind? Some of us are wondering, why did I have to do this Jericho thing three times? Was it because I quit, or I made a sound the first time I went around when I was told to be quiet? Was it because on the fifth time that I was supposed to go around the city, and both times I was, and every time, supposed to give God a praise through the trumpet? Oh, God, I just want to thank you. Did you go around the wall silently or not? Did you proceed in the order that God told you to proceed in this particular wall, this particular stronghold that he's trying to destroy just for you? It doesn't matter what they call you. They still called Rahab the prostitute throughout the whole sixth chapter, but she was still spared in everything that was in her house. Did you protect the messengers like he told you? My God. Were you the priest that he said to blow the trumpet? Did you blow it? Were you the priest that was supposed to carry the ark? Did you carry it? Were you the priest that was supposed to bring a horn made of ram horns, but you brought something else? When God told you to be silent and walk around the racism, did you still speak out? When he told you to just watch and pray and wait for my guidance when you were dealing with the sexism, did you? When God told you they're going to talk about you, they're going to call you a prostitute, they're going to call you this, they're going to call you that, did you hold your peace? Well, on today, God not only wants to perfect your appetite. So, yes, some of us, he's perfecting our appetite. Other ones, he's perfecting your response. But don't you know there's a remnant that he's perfecting them both? My God. 7 days. What is it? What is it that seven means to you? What is it that God told you about the number seven? You're supposed to walk around and be silent for 7 days. You're supposed to walk around and obey God and fast and pray for 7 days. The seven, number seven, it's a figure. It symbolizes every positive, valuable thing in your life that can exist. The number seven represents prosperity in your life. The number seven represents happiness and joy in your life. The number seven represents renewal and perfection in your life. The number seven is perfect and it's powerful. It's connected to God. The number seven is even when God finished his work of creation and rested on the seventh day. The number seven denotes a strong person, a person who can sacrifice, and even in the midst of being unloved, can give out love. The number seven is given on today to everyone that's listening by way of, you know, today's sermon or by way of the archive. God is going to do to you what he did to me this morning. And now I'm going to share with you why I was feeling overwhelmed. And it wasn't in a bad way at all. I mean, tears of joy. I had a visit and a vision on this morning. And no matter how many times I opened my eyes and closed my eyes, I kept seeing the same thing over and over again. I wasn't scared. I was in awe that I saw him. I saw a vision of the Lion of Judah, sitting in bed. And I began to praise God over and over and over again. I began to intensely and intimately praise God over and over again. And when I finished praising God on this morning, his angels ministered to me in such a way that words cannot describe. But what I remember hearing God say, as the walls of Jericho have come down, what I remember hearing God say was, this enemy you see today, you will see no more. I'm still waiting to see what that vision has manifested in my life. I'm still waiting to see what God has done in making me whole, the blessings that will be released, the enemy that I saw yesterday that I will see no more. I'm still waiting to see what God has done. But the reality of it all is why on October the 11th, 2020, God told me to read the entire chapter of Jericho and to remember that all throughout that book, they never stopped calling her, well, I'm talking about Rahab, a prostitute, but it still didn't stop her blessing or the people connected to her, because everybody in her household, her mother, her father, and everything were rescued. But the rest of Jericho was destroyed. And he reminded me, Cecilia, it's been a while since I came to visit you. It's been a while since I came to minister to you in that way. I cannot say that God visited me before, and visions and dreams. But I can say that it's been a while. And what really blessed me was when at the end of the book it says, and then Joshua made them take an oath at that time saying, cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. And with the loss of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundation. And with the loss of his youngest son, he shall set up its gate. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. I said, God, I don't want to rebuild nothing that you had me walk around seven times in silence, praising you. And then on the seventh day, you had me to praise you even seven more times. I realized that there's a lot of things that have happened in my life that I've had to start my 7 days of walking around Jericho over and over and over again. Just like when I kept my eyes and opening my eyes and closing my eyes, trying to see if what I saw was what I saw. Today, know that there's things in your life that God has told you, don't say a word. I don't care about this or that. Don't say a word. I need you to watch and pray. I need you to meditate on my word day and night, because I'm going to strengthen you in this. And so on yesterday, when I had an encounter with someone that, as far as they were calling me the prostitute, just like the people called Rahab, I was numb. It didn't bother me like it would have in the past. I shared Minister Sylvia because God said to. I was going to share it with the family, and God said, be silent. And I said, okay, God. And I just started praying for the particular people. And God said, remember the message that Apostle T taught years ago that said to love the Hades out of people, but she said hell. Do you remember how Apostle set you in a chair in front of the whole church, not some of the church, doing a service and made every last one of them come up and hold you, and they couldn't let you go until what they had against you was gone? My God, today I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. There are some situations and people and things in your life that have tried to hold you back, is tried to tear you down. But God is going to send a ministering angel to hug you until that thing breaks, to love you until that thing breaks. Can you tell someone they love what they love more than God, and they hate you, that you love them? They're embracing everybody else. They're glad to see everybody else, but they can't stand seeing you. When God breaks that hell off of them, when God breaks that Hades off of them, you're going to know. But in the meantime, walk around one day and go back and meditate on his word day and night. But don't forget to praise him. In the meantime, on that second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth day, walk around it, meditate on his word day and night, and praise God with a trumpet, not with your voice, but with a trumpet. What is that instrument that God wants you to use? Is it a message? Is it a book? What is that thing that God wants you to sing about? Is it how good God is? What is that thing God wants you to write on Instagram or Facebook or whatever? Is it his love? Or is it about what happened to you? Thing that God told you not to reveal that you keep trying to reveal. That relationship. Yes. That organization that you was a part of. See, there's, for some of you may not, there was a situation in my life that occurred that I joined an organization in order to get close to my father. And it worked. I was able to get very close to him because of it. But since that time, I have not been connected with that particular organization over the course of the years because it had already met the means that it needed to meet. It wasn't something I was supposed to be a part of all my life, even though they teach you that. So what is that? Who is that person that hates you so much until God needs to put you in the front of the church and have them to hug you until that hell off breaks? My God. It's time to pray. Thank you, God, for your warring angel that knew the specific target, the path, and the route that needed to be taken to obliterate this enemy. For this enemy I saw on yesterday and today, I will see no more. Father God, who and what is the enemy of my soul that's been used as a device to try to put in a type of strategic plan to destroy my character or my love? God, many people are sent to destroy our unity and our agape love. The strategies that they use and words that they speak and things that they say and places that they go on purpose to use the power of their words. The witches and the warlocks, the manipulators, the seducers. My God. For your word is stronger than the words that they would speak. The praises that you've given us are stronger than anything that they could say. Some of it is in self-righteousness, God, but a lot of it is in vanity. God, so many people are trying to destroy. They want people to be their slaves in many ways, symbolically. Teach us, God, how to speak up and how to say something when you say the thing. Teach us, God, how to shut up when you say to do. Teach us, God, that the strategies that you've given us to bring down the wall of Jericho is not common to man. Teach us, God, how to use the very testimony of Jesus Christ. For even when he reminded them that this shall be a house of prayer. Teach us how to honor who needs to be honored. Teach us how to respect who needs to be respected. Teach us how not to have a respect of person. Teach us how not to walk around exhibiting and show promoting division, jealousy, hatred, stinking thinking, prejudice, discrimination, all types of evil, God. But give us your revelatory knowledge, your agape love, your wisdom, your unity, your word, the power in the name of Jesus, the power in the name of the blood and the smearing of the blood. God, I thank you for even letting me see what was being done, and you instantly caused me to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And that was all that I needed to say, but that was my trouble. Ah, my God. Thank you for the words of Satan, the Lord rebukes you. my God, to not let men or women or situations or greed or circumstances to take over our lives in a manner that causes us to think that the fool is wise and that the wise are fools. My God, my God. Help us, God, to know that you can make the weak strong. Help us, God, to know that we can trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. Trust us, God, and teach us, God, how to be sober and how to speak the word in season and even out of season. For some words we're speaking may be in season for who we're speaking to, but they're out of season for we've already been perfected in that one. Not that we're perfect, but you're perfecting us on the day we walk around Jericho one time, and on the second time, and on the third time, and on the fourth time, and on the fifth time, and on the sixth time, and the seventh time. For our perfecting is not that which man can see, but only you can see. For we still come to you, God, saying, me first, God. Deliver me first, God. Perfect me first, God. I'm not only standing in the need of prayer, God, but I need to be whole. So thank you, God, for perfecting our hearts. Thank you, God, for causing us not to be those that are reckless and careless, things that you've given us. Help us, God, to ask you for your wisdom. For any man that lacks wisdom, we can ask. Help us, God, to know that you are the truth and that the truth will set us free. Help us, God, in knowing that a father's instruction is wise. Many of the young people on today, God, they lack the respect of the elders. Many of the people in the organization lack the respect of the leaders. Many of the leaders in the church lack the respect of one another. Teach us, God, about the hidden treasures in your wisdom and your knowledge. Teach us, God, about how you even told us to use the rod and to reprove when we're supposed to. Give us wisdom, for even a mother has corrected her child. For in 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12. In that night, God appeared to Solomon, and Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said to God, you have shown great steadfast love to David, my father, and have made me the king of his place. O Lord, let your word to David, my father, be now fulfilled. For you have made me king over people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and to come in before this people. For who can govern the people of yours, which is so great? God answered Solomon, because this was in his heart, and you have not asked possession, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you. And you have not even asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for you, that you may govern my people over whom I made you king. God, we thank you that we are asking you for your wisdom. We're not asking you to destroy our enemy. For we know that you said, this enemy we see today, we will see no more. So whether we see them not as an enemy anymore because now they're a friend or because they've been destroyed, you are the potter and we are the clay. You are sovereign and you are God. And we ask you for your wisdom and your knowledge and how to deal with situations, how to deal with people. But most of all, God, we thank you for your presence. And we thank you for rewarding us with a visitation from you that lets us know that we have walked around Jericho 7 times, and we have walked around Jericho on the 7th day, not on the 1st day that we walk around it 7 times, not on the 2nd day that we walk around it 7 times, but we walked around Jericho's wall on the 7th day, 7 times. And we thank you for the love that you've given us for one another. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the last thing that I would leave with each of you on today is you need to know that you need to get ready for a visitation from God. And whether he's visiting you in a vision, or whether he's visiting you in a dream, or whether he's visiting you via a blessing, or whether he's visiting you through a word of knowledge, however he's visiting you, it's going to be because you obeyed him, did not say a word or do a thing until it was the 7th day, and you did it 7 times. And the Lion of Judah was released to tear that wall down. Amen and amen. I turn it over to you, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that, Apostle-elect. Thank you for the words. Thank you for that teaching. And thank you for blessing us with the knowledge and the blessings that the Lord has given to you. And Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for all that is listening. And I thank God for life that he has given us all today. I just want to say, if anyone's on the line, have a testimony, a statement, or respond, remark, or just a blessing, words of knowledge that God has given you to say, the lines are open and your time is now.
Good morning, saints of God. I'd just like to thank God for another Sunday and for another broadcast. I just want to thank God for just being in our lives and knowing what we need and intervening when we need him the most. I just want to thank Apostle-elect Cecilia for letting God use her this morning and for giving us such a word, and for the proclamation of God over our lives that he will visit us, that we can expect a visitation, a touch from our Father God. Thank you for sharing that, because I need a touch. I need a touch, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for allowing you to use, to be used of him. And I simply say, praise and thank God for another Sunday and for his word. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the words, Minister Margo McCoy. Thank you again. Is there anyone else? The lines are open.
Amen. Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. All I can say is, God, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, my God, do I thank you, O Lord, because I have been sharing with Apostle-elect, excuse me, over the last month, a song that God had put in my spirit, kept saying, come by here, my Lord, come by here. I also shared with Apostle-elect last week, I kept hearing God say in my spirit, who are you sleeping with? Are you sleeping with the enemy of your soul? Are you sleeping with the enemy, the love of your soul? I'm sorry. And with me saying that to her, I said, God, why would you have me share that with the apostle? And on yesterday, when God sends you as a witness to see, then I understood why I kept seeing We was listening to the man of God preach on the other night. Prophet Antoine, he was talking about 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, but my eyes kept going over to the 12th chapter. He had me to read to her 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, the 20th verse, then the 21st verse, and then I ended with the 19th verse. And I didn't understand it, because I was a witness of different things that I can see walking around openly, honestly, had the nerve to try to disrespect the apostle of God. And I just, all I can say to this word on today is, oh, my God. Oh, my God, when God says, this thing you shall see no more. When you have a relationship with God, and God shows you that not only do he love you, but he not only will get the enemy of your soul, how he will destroy them. I just want to encourage the woman of God on today to know that God is sending, like you said, God is sending those that will come and reveal themselves where they will have to love you. Because she's always saying when it comes to Renee, you have to love her or you don't. And I'm saying about Apostle Elect, when it comes to her, you have to love her or you don't. You're either going to receive it or you're not. So I'm just saying, God, have your way concerning this woman of God, whether it's the organization or whether it's people. I touch and agree with her on today. The walls of Jericho has came down. And that's all I have to say. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-White. I appreciate the words. And thank you all for the encouragements and the words and the love that you have for the apostle. And I just want to say God has you in more ways than we can imagine. But I know God will bless you and to release all the angels to keep them, keep the ugliness from all ways, form of life. To be beyond, be beyond their reach that they can never touch or harm you. But I know God has us all. We just could not give up, and I won't give up, because I know God has us in a place that we will always have his love and his protection. I just want to say if the line is open, is there anyone else that might have a statement, testimony, I'll comment. Your time is now. I just want to thank God for this Sunday. I want to thank God for all the blessings and the love and the lives that he has given us all, and to let us know that no matter what, he will provide our every need. Might not be everything that you want, but everything you want don't mean it's meant for you. But God has our blessings, our needs, and our life in his hands and under his control. And he can show you the way, the better way, and the loving way, and the safe way. I just want to thank all that is listening today that had a chance to speak or did not have a chance to speak, but I ask Lord to bless us all and to let us know he is the true Father and his Son. Christ Lord Jesus is the true Father and Son of love of life in a spiritual and the most loving way that we can all endure. And I ask you to listen to us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, who let's talk words of knowledge, encouragement, and love. And on Monday nights for Iron Sharpen Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is also Facebook and Blog Talk with many magnificent speakers of love and teaching and knowledge. And on Friday night, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Blog Talk and Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas with Knowledge and Teaching and Encouragement. And I think tomorrow night, Monday night, if I'm wrong, please correct me, is the second Monday night of the month. I think it's Pastor Troy. Do I have this one right? Minister Sylvia Wright?
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to keep up with the schedule, but I do need help, and I am not ashamed of being corrected. But I know it's a man of God with a lot of teaching, knowledge, and encouragement. It's the speaker for Monday night, and I wish we all can listen to it. Invite your friends, families, neighbors, who all you can, to listen to us on Sunday morning, Monday nights, and Friday nights. But we never know who might be invited, their blessing for that morning or that night. But I want to give honor to God for blessing us all and waking us up. And I just want to say, is there anything else, anything someone wants to say before we end this program this morning?
Yes, Minister Sheila, I have something. I would like to ask everyone that's on the line for the next 7 days, including today, to set your alarm for a specific time. And for the next 7 days, I want you to call out Minister Margot's name, and I want you to call out Minister Sheila's name. I want you to call out Minister Renee, Dr. Wright, Prophet Anna, Pastor Troy, Minister Lawrence, and Minister Brandon. I want you to 7 days for whatever God tells you to pray for them, not what we want to pray for them. A visitation is something Minister Margot asked for today. So if you at this time want to call out what it is you want us to pray for the next 7 days, I need us to bombard heaven with one another. I've already set my alarm, and it's going to go off today, so I can pray for you all.
I'm sorry, Minister. I'm sorry, Apostle Elect. Did you give us a specific time? Because there's a bit of a interference. Was there a specific time for us to set the alarm? I didn't hear that. You were going in and out a bit.
Okay. No, ma'am, I did not. I've actually have a time that I pray at 10 o'clock at night. Some people may want to pray at 7. And so the only reason why I didn't give a specific time for us corporately is that it's actually an individual thing, but it's a corporate thing at the same time. We need to pray for one another. And I'm sure maybe even in the future he's going to give us a specific time. The time is just a prayer daily. You know, some people work, so if I was to say, noon, it may not be good for everyone.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Those of you who pray, I just like prayer for the family as a whole, and that we pray for any fear that we have in our lives on any personal level, that God will give us the strength that we need to face that and give it to him and overcome. Thank you.
Amen.
I want to thank you for that. Minister Margot McCoy and Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, to us to all, I'm guessing right, just to choose an appropriate time for you that is what's most convenient for you, where you can have your time and you can do it from your start to your finish where there is no interruption, although you know the devil going to try some type of interruption, but it's just one interruption that will not be a big flaw to you. So it says for every can just have their time and say, this is my time. We can go, as I say, in your own little space, your own little room, your own little area, where it's just you and God and the Son Jesus, where y'all can have what you need to say and let God and Jesus have their way. I thank the apostle for that, and I thank you all for listening. And I just say God will bless us all and to lead us, but have your time set that is convenient for you so God can have his way if it's in their time of need. But I figure any day that God will wake you up, he has already started a way that we all need to appreciate and follow and love. And I will ask you all to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And always realize each and every split second moment that you can get, you'll never have enough time as to thank God, but yet you are just blessed for each time on earth that you are here, no matter what you're going through. I just say thank God for it, because we all know it can always be worse than what it is, but God has his hands that we need to put it all into, and he will always solve and serve and show you the way. I just want to say thank you, thank you. Is there anything else before I end the program that someone might want to say? All right, well, I thank you all today, and just say be blessed. Remember, God is the answer no matter what, that he has the time and everything in place. Just wait and tell him thank you for yet. We have another thing. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. And thank God. And I thank God. And I thank God. Amen.